You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, what's happening on the rest of the continent? Time to chat to Crystal Alderson. A very good morning to you, Crystal. This is a positive development. The first Western Sahara talks at the United Nations, what, in about 6 years, starting in Geneva?
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So, of course, everyone is welcoming the talks. Delegations from Morocco, the Polisario Front, Algeria, and Mauritania were present at the roundtable meeting that took place in Geneva. The two-day meeting was led by the personal envoy of the UN Secretary General, the former German President, Horst Caller. Now, the meeting is seen as a first step toward renewed negotiations with the aim of finding a lasting, peaceful solution to the political impasse in the Western Sahara region. Now, the people of Western Sahara want self-determination, and they've basically been stateless for decades now. So Morocco annexed the former Spanish colony in 1975 and has been fought the pro-independence Polisario Front until a UN broke its ceasefire in 1991. Now, Morocco, they are proposing a wide range of autonomy for Western Sahara, while the Polisario Front is the main political movement in Western Sahara, wants a referendum. Now, the UN believes that a peaceful solution is possible, and the fact that all the parties met, they say, is a step in the right direction. So another round of talks is expected in the first quarter of 2019.
All right, now let's go to Malawi. NGOs there have a small reprieve as the court has blocked the tabling of a new bill that was really going to curtail a lot of the work that's being done there.
Yes, Bongani. So this controversial NGO amendment bill has been stopped by the courts. So Parliament cannot debate it. The bill was seen as curtailing NGOs' power and will give government control over the work in the aid-related space. And they said would have the potential of wiping out NGOs. And so now Parliament has been stopped from debating the proposed law pending a judicial review. So meanwhile, the Malawian Human Rights Commission has written to the National Assembly asking for the redrafting of the 2018 NGO bill. Now, they say a number of issues needs to be clarified before it can go back to Parliament. NGOs, for instance, raised the issue that the bill was drafted without any consultation. It also gives powers to the cabinet, and there's a suspicion that the composition of the so-called authority who will govern NGOs, they say the terms of reference is vague, and it's just likely to stifle the space. Of course, the government is saying, well, what is the problem? They cannot understand why NGOs want to block this bill, they are going to press it. Of course, Malawi, like a lot of countries on the continent, is reliant on NGOs to deliver essential services. And of course, in some countries, it's felt that they're also entering the political space, and they, of course, are dependent on foreign aid. And I think sometimes government, there's this tension between NGOs and the government relating to the issues raised by civil society, Bongani.
Yeah, don't bite the hand that feeds you, some people would say. Crystal Alderson on the line there from Cape Town with this morning's Africa Report.